20 years ago, it was a novelty, a new currency across much of Europe, as one central bank took on responsibility for the monetary policy of hundreds of millions of people. For much of its first decade, the Eurozone seemed to prosper, but then came the global financial crisis, with the Greeks leading a succession of EU states unable to pay their national debts and close to defaulting on them, and therefore dropping out of the Euro club. Brussels became the place for seemingly endless meetings about bailout packages, with growing tensions between richer northern and poorer southern European member states.
Between 2010 and 2012, there were endless predictions that the euro was going to fall apart, or at least that it would lose some of its weakest members, like Greece. In the end, none of those forecasts came true.
When the COVID pandemic seemed to shake the integrity of the eurozone, Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron solved the crisis with the so-called corona bonds, effectively using the assets of the rich member states to guarantee the debts of the worst-hit nations. Now the ECB's main foe is inflation, driven by fast-increasing energy prices and supply shortages. When the euro was being dreamt up, some wondered if the plan was a currency to challenge the dollar's supremacy.
Today, euro has managed to establish itself as the second global most important currency, concerning, for example, the forex market or debt market. And in the international payments, for example, its role is almost equal to the dollar.
The driving force behind the single currency comes from Paris and Berlin.
The new German government will continue to closely cooperate with the French government. And I assure you that the Franco-German tandem will stay essential for the further development of the European Union and the European Monetary Union.
Opinion polls both across the Eurozone and the wider EU suggest broad popular support for the single currency, a trend that has been stable throughout its existence. 20 years ago, hundreds of millions of Europeans had to adapt to the new notes and coins in their pockets. And soon they may have to again, because the ECB has announced an overhaul of the look and feel of its cash. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.